Felix and his wife reject their golden opportunity. The Jewish princess understood the law she had so shamelessly transgressed, but her prejudice against the man of Calvary steeled her heart against the word of life. But Felix, deeply agitated, felt that Paul's words were true. With terrible distinctness there came up before him the secrets of his life. He saw himself licentious, cruel, rapacious. Never before had truth been thus brought home to his heart. The thought that his career of crime was open before the eye of God and that he must be judged according to his deeds caused him to tremble. But instead of permitting his convictions to lead him to repentance, he sought to dismiss these unwelcome reflections. "Go away for the present. When I have an opportunity, I will summon you." How wide the contrast between the course of Felix and that of the jailer of Philippi. The servants of the Lord were brought in bonds to the jailer as was Paul to Felix. The evidence they gave of being sustained by a divine power, and their spirit of forgiveness sent conviction to the jailer's heart. With trembling he confessed his sins and found pardon. Felix trembled, but did not repent. The jailer welcomed the Spirit of God, Felix bade the divine messenger depart. One chose to become an heir of heaven, the other cast his lot with the workers of iniquity. For 2 years Paul remained a prisoner. Felix visited him several times and intimated that by the payment of a large sum of money Paul might secure his release. The apostle, however, was too noble to free himself by a bribe. He would not stoop to commit a wrong in order to gain freedom. He felt that he was in the hands of God, and he would not interfere with the divine purposes respecting himself. Felix was finally summoned to Rome because of gross wrongs committed against the Jews. Before leaving Caesarea, he thought to do the Jews a favor by allowing Paul to remain in prison. But Felix was not successful in his attempt to regain the confidence of the Jews. He was removed from office in disgrace, and Porcius Festus was appointed to succeed him. A ray of light from heaven had shone on Felix when Paul reasoned with him about justice and self-control and future judgment. But he said to the messenger of God, "Go away for the present, when I have an opportunity I will summon you." Never was he to receive another call from God.